Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show, run unfiltered on USA Radio Network. It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. A little proof of life. Today is Friday the 14th. I'm glad it's not Friday the 13th, Friday the 14th of May. And I am, in fact, live with you right now. I've got a new commentary coming out. You know, every Sunday I write a newspaper column that's syndicated around the country. Usually about 30 papers around the country carry it. And this one is called Welcome Back, Carter. Remember that TV show, Welcome Back, Carter? Welcome Back, Carter, except add dementia. Remember the old 1970s sitcom, Welcome Back, Carter? Mr. Carter? It aired on ABC TV from 1975 to 1979. The president of the United States throughout most of that period was the infamous peanut farmer turned worst president ever, Jimmy Carter. Perfect timing, because 2021 is clearly the new 1976. The new version of that sitcom is Welcome Back, Carter, except add dementia. It stars Joe Basement Biden as today's hapless, pathetic, destructive Jimmy Carter. Basement Biden and Jimmy Carter are alike in so many ways it's almost surreal. Both appear to the naked eye as decent human beings. Both portrayed themselves as quote-unquote moderate Democrats. Both turned out to be stumbling, bumbling idiots combined with a desire to destroy America with a radical socialist, Marxist, communist agenda. Both embarrassed the office of the presidency while depressing the American people. Both embraced America last. The differences are Jimmy Carter meant well. His heart was in the right place. He was just a fool and a dupe. His delusional, fairy tale, half-cocked ideas ruined many American lives. But it wasn't intentional. The poor man was just naive and dumb as a doorknob. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is a puppet with dementia. It's clear he's not even president. He's just the front man doing the bidding of evil people who want to destroy America and capitalism. The amazing thing is Biden's done it all in just a little over 100 days. He just set the Guinness World Record for fastest destruction of a great country. Look around. America is a dumpster fire. Let us count the ways Biden has wrecked America from sea to shining sea and even across the globe. The borders are open and illegal aliens pour in by the thousands per day. Many of them bring crime and disease. They all bring bankruptcy and insolvency for America and our formerly great middle class. So far in fiscal 2021, we've managed to bring in the most tax money ever while still spending an unimaginable 90% more than we collected. Highest taxes ever, and we spent 90% more. Then there's dreaded inflation. A massive wave of stag inflation is clearly coming because of madman Biden's insane levels of spending. Just days ago, the producer price index soared by the most ever. And that's all before the trillions Biden wants to spend on infrastructure and the Green New Deal. Biden is turning America into a combination of Venezuela, Zimbabwe, and the infamous Weimar Republic. But wait, we're just getting started. We have hours-long gas lines and $7 per gallon gas in some parts of the country. Sound familiar? It's Jimmy Carter, pardieu. Then we have the massive proposed Biden increases for income taxes, corporate taxes, capital gains taxes, even estate taxes. Biden wants to destroy us with taxes from cradle to grave. This comes after the economic suffering of COVID. Biden will create a Great Depression. And then there's the global dumpster fire. Biden's ineptness, naivete, and dementia are in. God, The list, Israel is under attack by Palestinians. China's bombers are invading Taiwan's airspace. Russia is threatening a war with Ukraine. Iranian gunships are harassing U.S. Navy destroyers. What's a madman with dementia do to deflect from all these tragedies and disasters he's caused in only 100 days? Time to distract and deflect. It's time to break out the WMDs, weapons of mass distraction. That's why only days ago, Biden and his CDC suddenly announced out of the blue that vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or outdoors. Happy days are here again with the wave of a magic wand. Forget the tragedies unfolding around us. Forget the end of America. Forget the dumpster fire. Forget the dementia. Biden will now allow you to take your muzzle off. But only days before, Biden and Dr. Fauci and the CDC, the axis of evil, all announced that vaccinated Americans absolutely needed to keep wearing masks, even outdoors. Dr. Fauci even reported just days ago, we might keep wearing masks forever during flu season. And then suddenly, voila, no more masks outdoors or indoors. It's all science, don't you see? It sure is. It's the science of Wag the Dog. It's the science of three-card Monty. It's not science, it's voodoo. It changes minute by minute based on what Democrats and the media need to support the helpless, feeble old man with dementia. Keep your eye on the ball. What matters is America, American exceptionalism, the American dream, and capitalism. They're all hanging by a thread under Biden. America is a raging dumpster fire. This is a tragedy of epic proportions. I'm sad to say, welcome back, Carter, except add dementia. That's my column that's coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country and at conservative websites like Town Hall and Gateway Pundit. Welcome back, Carter, except add dementia. And that's really what's going on. I mean, no sooner I write that it gets announced that Biden pulls all U.S. troops from Israel, exposing our greatest ally to jihadists and Tehran's crazy suicidal regime. It took jihadists less than 4 months to start a new war with Israel after Joe Biden entered office. Hamas has fired over 1,500 rockets into Israel in just the last 3 days, terrorizing civilians as far as 90 miles away. It's really quite amazing. Millions of Israeli civilians are running to bomb shelters as sirens sound across the country. And the Biden administration announced they pulled all U.S. troops from Israel today. Who does this help? It helps Hamas. It helps Hezbollah. It helps various assorted Islamic radical nutjob terrorist crazy people. Suicide bombers. And it helps Iran and the crazy mullahs of Iran. Why would we withdraw military personnel from Israel now? Now. I mean, it's pure insanity. At the same time that's happening, more breaking news, Biden administration revokes Trump's executive orders to protect monuments and combat online censorship. So the most common sense things Trump did, don't allow censorship, no censorship of the communists or the capitalists or the conservatives. Nope, not good enough. The communists don't believe in that because they have no fear anyone's ever going to censor them. They just want to censor us. And, of course, you know, don't destroy monuments. Oh, my God. He got rid of that. Now it's open season on every monument in America of Lincoln and General Robert E. Lee and, you know, any president, Truman, John F. Kennedy, God forbid, whoever it is, if you can attach their name to the word racism somehow, some way, even Abe Lincoln was a racist somehow. I'm not sure how. He freed the slaves, but he was a racist. Because they tried to knock his statues down. And as soon as Trump issued the executive order that said, you know, 10 years in prison if you deface or destroy a monument, all the destruction of monuments stopped. Well, Biden just undid it. So now you're going to see nonstop rioting and looting and burning and destruction of monuments. And then also just out, Biden is pushing out his second highest U.S. border official. Why do you think that is? He doesn't want to keep his deputy commissioner of Border Patrol, Robert Perez. Why? I wonder why. You know, and the only thing I can think of is either that Perez was good, and they never keep someone who's good, who actually wants to secure the border and keep bad people out, or Perez was incompetent, and they know the border is a dumpster fire, and they know that it's out of control and out of their hands at this point, and they're just wiping their hands of all the people that allowed it to happen. I don't know which one it is. I'll read it with you when we get back. Just wanted to let you know some of the big news stories of the day that follow my column. And Biden's White House economic advisor, totally incompetent woman by the name of Cecilia Rouse. I'll bet she's never created a job in her life. I'll bet she's never created a profit in her life. I'll bet she's never even run a business in her life. An economic consultant. I could imagine what she does. I take one look at her and I know she knows nothing about business. Biden's White House economic advisor blames a bad April jobs report on Easter being in March this year, even though Easter was on April 4th. Oh, my God. The report was so bad it even stunned the liberal commie talking heads over at CNBC. CNBC host Steve Leisman had to do a double take when the jobs number came across his desk. They were thinking it was going to be a million, and instead it was 266,000. It was the biggest miss, I believe, in the history of America. Amazing. And she's saying, well, it's because Easter was in March, not April. But Easter was on April 4th. You know, April Fool's Day, every day is April Fool's Day when you have a fool as President of the United States. We have a fool with dementia as President of the United States. Welcome back, Mr. Carter, except add dementia. Joe Biden, the winner. Jimmy Carter's not the winner anymore. Actually, he is a winner. Jimmy Carter is a winner, actually. For the first time since his presidency, Jimmy Carter got lucky. Good fortune smiled on him. He's a winner. We got Joe Biden as president. Jimmy Carter is no longer the worst president in modern history. Jimmy Carter, move out of the way. It's Joe Biden, the new Jimmy Carter with dementia. I shall return.
Rockstar Radio.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited. Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a... You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound. You. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. B-B-E-R. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you take a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior on USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. This segment of the show is sponsored by ASI, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. Never in history, by the way, has the world been in so much peril. Never in history has our country been in such peril. I believe that communists are in charge of the United States of America. Not just that, I believe the Chinese Communist Party is in charge of the United States of America. Just let that sink in. Think about that for a second. Like a moment of silence. Just think about that. The Chinese Communist Party is in charge of the United States of America, and the Mexican drug cartel gets an assist for running the country at this point. Because Biden is a guy that's for sale. You know, this guy's been a whore his entire life. He's sold out the United States his entire life. Can you imagine? But Joe Biden is a whore, and he's the president of the United States. He's taken bribes everywhere he's ever gone, is my opinion. Very clearly with Ukraine and China and the extortion he committed against the Ukrainian government by telling him, my plane takes off in an hour, I got a $1 billion check for you, I'm only giving it to you if you fire the prosecutor that's going after his son. So Joe Biden's a whore. We've now established that, a man whore. So he's got the perfect vice president. Kamala Harris is the perfect vice president for Joe Biden. What a pair they make. They both prove you can, you can screw people from thousands of miles away, sitting up in a chair in Washington, D.C. Two of them are both living proof of that. You don't have to lie on your back. Although Kamala has done plenty of that, too. Gold and silver may be your only salvation if things are as bad as they appear to be. And they are that bad. I mean, look at the article. Let's see. I got to find the article I had waiting to read you. Stage is set for dramatically higher inflation as transportation costs spike even higher. You know, I say the root's on fire, and they say America's on fire, the world's on fire. This one says Trans-Pacific rates are going crazy, rates are on fire, records shattered. And whatever you see with cargo shippers, all the goods are going to have to go higher if their prices are higher. And if the goods are higher, then all the products in the store are higher. Crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy what's going on. But I know you need gold and silver. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. It's the golden rule. He with the gold rules. Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team have been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. And anything else you want, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, any sort of precious metals, rare coins, they will get you the best prices on the planet. They're honest as the day is long. I've known them 16 years. They've sent me 16 ornaments for my Christmas tree, beautiful ornaments, out of friendship. Never had anything to do with advertising on the show. They never advertised. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. They will take great care of you. So here's that article. Stage is set for dramatically higher inflation as transportation costs spike even higher. Shipping rates going crazy. Trans-Pacific rates going crazy. Records shattered. Non-stop demand of ocean freight and the resulting delays and equipment shortages pushed spot prices to new heights across all major trade lanes once again this week. And spot rates don't even tell the whole story. Shippers are paying thousands in premiums on top of those rates just to get their cargo loaded. Fixed annual contracts priced 50 to 100% higher than last year's will partially shield importers from the latest spot rate rise. But with many shippers still heavily exposed to the spot market, the stage is set for dramatically higher transportation costs to be passed along to consumers in the form of inflation. Inflation. And so what they're telling you is massive inflation is on the way, and this is always the sign. You know, we found out that the product index shows massive inflation, and now we find out the transportation costs show massive inflation. So with this in mind, Biden is just handing everybody thousands of dollars extra each month because of COVID, theoretically, even though COVID is now pretty much defeated. And anybody could have gone to work. They didn't need special money from the government. But this guy's giving out money like there's no tomorrow. And so that's what creates inflation. And he's spending money on the Green New Deal and the infrastructure deal. And he already did it on the stimulus package. Trillions and trillions of dollars, and we're spending 90% more than the tax money coming in, which is the all-time record high for tax money. Massive inflation. Gold and silver are the way to go. All the billionaires and all the hedge fund people all know the same thing. Gold is the way to go. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. Be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Walmart, the country's largest private employer, says it will no longer require vaccinated workers and shoppers to wear masks in stores and warehouses, except where cities require it. And regarding the CDC lifting restrictions for those that are fully vaccinated, Republicans believe it had more to do with politics than science.
This is poll-driven. I mean, look, this is the, they always say trust the science, but we know what it's been. It's been trust the polls, trust the teachers' union.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues to escalate. Israel Defense Forces tweeting 3 rockets were fired toward Israel from Syria, with one not making it out of that country. This comes after reports said that one man was killed and another wounded by Israeli soldiers at the border with Lebanon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and prices.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of the segment of the show. My book, Trump Rules. I almost said Root Rules. Trump Rules. Trump. For the Trump interview, but I'm not going to give that to you. I'm going to make you tune in every day. But sometime in the next 2 weeks, we've got President Trump for a full half-hour interview. He called us. How many people in America get an interview with President Trump? I'll bet you you can put him on one hand, maybe two hands, since he stopped, you know, left the White House and stopped being President of the United States. Maybe he's given out five interviews. I know he did one the other day with Dan Bongino. I know he did them a couple times with Sean Hannity. You know, you might hear him on, like, Mark Levin, but it's pretty rare. And I got one, and they called me and said he wants a 30-minute interview with Wayne Allen Root. So with no ads, 30 minutes straight through. So we're going to do that coming up in the next 2 weeks with President Donald J. Trump. My book is called Trump Rules. It is about the rules of Donald Trump. I may go over that with him during the interview. I should. Here are the rules I came up with that I think make you the greatest, and we'll see what he thinks. We'll see if he agrees. Let's see. What are my Trump rules? Let's see. Rule number one, always winning. The guy cares about winning. He'll agree with that. Rule number two, failing your way to the top. No big deal to fail. Certainly he'll agree with that. Who cares if you fail? As long as you come back bigger than ever before. Rule number three, screw the critics. Tell them to go to hell. He'll agree with that. Rule number four, the ego rules. You got to have ego to be successful. He'll agree with that. Number five, always pitching, never bitching. I think he'll certainly agree with that. He's always pitching. Number six, it's all about the story. He's a great storyteller, so he'll agree with that. Number seven is celebrity. Celebrity sells stuff. He's a huge celebrity, and he always uses celebrities to sell stuff. Otherwise, why did he create a show called Celebrity Apprentice, where they were always selling stuff? Rule number eight, everyone needs a brand. He's one of the greatest branders of all time. He'll agree with that. Rule number nine, the power of relentless. He's probably the most relentless human being I've ever seen other than me. And rule number 10 is chutzpah. You know, chutzpah, you've got to have chutzpah, you got to believe. You know, everybody else thinks, you know, you'll make a fine lawyer, you believe you'll make the Supreme Court. See what I'm saying? You got to believe and you got to aim high. And Donald Trump ain't higher than anybody in the world. He always says, the best, the greatest, the absolute greatest. That's chutzpah. So I think he'll agree with all my Trump rules, and I explain how you can use them in your own life in my book, Trump Rules, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target. Just started selling my book at Target, Trump Rules. By the way, all over the country, my show ends at 6 o'clock here in Vegas, 9 o'clock East Coast time, 8 o'clock Central time, but not in Vegas. In Vegas, we have a fourth hour on our flagship station, KBET, 790 AM. So if you're listening in Vegas, stay tuned for another hour of Wayne Allen Root from 6 to 7. We're on every day from 3 to 7. And a little housekeeping, my email is wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. My website is rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. And my daily podcast is fantastic stuff. If you love the show, you'll really love the podcast because it's even more controversial. It's even more salacious. And I even throw in the F word judiciously. Like the big words I'm using, judiciously and the F word don't belong together probably, right? But I throw it in because sometimes you need the F word to make a point. I'm from the streets of New York, and sometimes you just need the F word, and I use it on my podcast liberally. That's the way I should say it. Liberally. Wayne Root is liberal in one area, using the F word. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, anywhere you download podcasts, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, etc., etc. So we'll take some calls. Here's the call number, 833-WAR-TALK. For the rest of the show, I'll take calls, 833-WAR-TALK. If you're out there and you want to discuss what's going on in the world today and my theory that Biden is Jimmy Carter, except with dementia, and what he's doing to Israel, what he's doing to our economy, what he's doing to our border, what he's doing to jobs, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free in all 50 states, 833-927-8255, numerically 833-927-8255. Gallup is out with a new poll. They're not out that much anymore, Gallup. They kind of don't do that much polling anymore, but a new survey shows very strong majorities of Democrats support businesses requiring people to show proof of vaccination against COVID. However, the same survey shows that only 28% or less of Republicans support proof of vaccination or vaccine passport. And so Gallup asked, do you favor business requiring people to show proof of COVID vaccine over the next several months? And for travel by plane, 85% of Democrats favor proof of vaccination, only 28% of Republicans. Go to events with large crowds, 82% of Democrats say, yeah, you have to have proof of vaccine, 25% of Republicans. Proof of vaccine for work, 69% of Democrats said yes, only 16% of Republicans, only 38% of independents. To dine at a restaurant. Can you imagine? You think a restaurant's going to ask me. First of all, can I explain something? COVID in Las Vegas, we opened the restaurants again in June of 2020. We were closed for March, April, and May. So 2.5 months we were closed. I think March 18th they closed. 2.5 months. We reopened on June 1st. From that moment on, my wonderful, beautiful fiance and I, Cindy, have been out to eat every night for like 330 nights in a row. I have single-handedly kept every restaurant in this town in business. Now you think, now that you did not go out to eat for those same 14 months, 14-plus months, that I went out every night and ate every night without a mask and never gave a damn and put my money on the line and put my risk and life on the line, but I never meant anything. I risked COVID every day I went to work. I risked COVID every meeting I had. I risked COVID every event I had. And it never meant anything to me. It's like risking the flu. Big deal. Haven't had the flu in 35 years. So some people are scaredy cats and some people aren't. You know, what do they say about the French army? What color is their uniform? I don't know what the top is, but the bottom is brown. The French army's bottom is always brown. It's white with a little brown stain. And that's, you know, I'm so sick of the wussies, the pussy cats out there. I guess you can't say more than that on the radio. The pussy cats out there that never went out to eat and hid in their home for 14 months in a row. Well, I went out and faced the danger of getting the flu 330 days in a row. And now you think now that you come back to eat your once a week at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for like $12 off with your coupons, now that you're back at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for the early bird special once a week, and I still go out 7 nights a week, you think you're going to stop me from going out to eat because they're going to demand a vaccine passport at a restaurant? Ha, 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 you guys are funny. Every restaurant in this town loves Wayne Root, and every restaurant owner in this town is a Republican, in case you didn't know that. I don't even know if there's a single Democrat owns a restaurant in this town, but if there is, it's like 2% and 98% are Republican. Every restaurant owner, just like every small business owner, is a Republican conservative. Capitalists, they all support and think like me. And they're not going to be asking for vaccine passports. You know why? Because half of America is never getting the vaccine. Half of America, pretty much two-thirds of all Trump people are never getting the vaccine, which is half of America. And guess who goes out to eat every night? Republicans. So good luck to any restaurant that demands a vaccine, proof of vaccine to eat out. 62% of Democrats favor proof of vaccine in restaurants. Only 19% of Republicans, only 30% of independents. So that kind of says it all, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Now that you're back to eat out once a week, early bird special for $12 at McDonald's, Wayne Root goes out every night and spends $100 on a restaurant, all business meals with business acquaintances, and occasionally with Cindy. Mix that together, I'm keeping the entire American economy alive. And you think you're going to keep me out of a restaurant if I don't want a vaccine? Ha, 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 ha. That's funny. You guys are funny. You guys are funny. Kiss my ass. And by the way, lest you think that Wayne Root on his podcast used the F word, and Wayne Root just said kiss my ass, and while Wayne Root's profane, you must not understand that everybody is. You must not understand that I must be the last guy in America who remembers that in 2012, when Romney wound up running against Obama, guess who wanted the nomination? Donald Trump. And Trump came to Vegas and announced he was going to run for president and wanted to see how it played in Vegas. And he was at the Trump Hotel, of course, his Trump International Hotel in Vegas. And he gave a speech in front of hundreds of people, and he described Obama with the F word like 8 times. He dropped the F bomb 8 times, said F and Obama and F Obama, this and that. And so, you know, for all you Trump lovers who go to church and you're big Christians, that's just the way people talk in New York, in the real world, who do business in the rough and tumble business world of New York. That's the way generals and admirals and their soldiers talk on the battlefield. That's the way policemen talk when they're trying to keep you safe. That's just the way human beings talk. So here's a report out. Biden has a short fuse and goes on profanity-laced tirades at aides. Wouldn't be any shock to me. Pretty much everybody at the top. I'll bet you the F word was every other word out of Obama's mouth. You know, people are so fake in public. Obama, oh, he's such a, oh, his manners. He's a well-mannered, articulate young man. What did Joe Biden, by the way, say about Obama? Do you remember that? When Biden was running for president in 2008 and Obama was running for president, oh, he's such an articulate black man. A clean black man, he said. He's so articulate and clean. Joe Biden was shocked to find a clean black man. I guess he thinks black people don't take showers. Nice guy, Joe Biden. So Joe Biden has a short fuse and a tendency to go on profanity-laced tirades at his staff, according to a report from the New York Times. Newspaper spoke to over 24 current and former Biden staffers who painted a portrait of a president with a short fuse who was obsessed with getting the details right, sometimes to a fault, and loves to curse and berate people. Interesting. I think the first half is right. I'm sure he berates people. I'm sure he curses. The second half is the made-up story to try and make him seem different than he is, because, you know, he's a feeble old man with dementia who doesn't know his name anymore or where he is or what date, what state he's in, what office he's holding. But they, to make him sound smart, they say he's obsessed with getting the details right. Like, you mean whether it's his wife or his sister sitting next to him? Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
That was some interesting poll I read you about, wasn't it? Where almost every Democrat thinks you should have a proof of vaccine, but almost every Republican thinks you shouldn't. But isn't that the one thing I didn't mention is how fascinating it is that they don't want voter ID, but they want me to hand over a vaccine passport with my personal health information. What hypocrites! What a joke! And you can't say the opposite. You can't say Wayne Root doesn't want to hand over his personal health information or a vaccine passport, but he's a hypocrite because he wants voter ID. What are you talking about? Voter ID is a driver's license. And by the way, it's got my P.O. box on it. It doesn't have any information you could use to hurt me. I'm not going to give you my health information. You're not going to find out if I got a vaccine or not. Go F yourself. How ridiculous. Gallup says a strong majority of Democrats want proof of vaccination for everything. Whether it's airplanes, whether it's events with large crowds, whether it's your work site, whether it's your hotel, or whether it's dining in at a restaurant, Democrats are completely opposite of Republicans and independents. So they want you to hand over, just like the Nazis, just like the Gestapo at a train station. Papers, please. I need your papers, please. They think that's great. Isn't that amazing? That is truly amazing. You know what else is amazing? LSU sorority kicks a member out over social media criticism of Rachel Levine. You know who Rachel Levine is, right? The U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health, Rachel Levine. First of all, there's something wrong with you if you wouldn't make fun of Rachel Levine. Rachel Levine is like the ugliest man that ever lived with a wig on who thinks she's a woman. I mean, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen to see Rachel Levine. I mean, she's just the ugliest man ever, but she's a woman wearing a wig. And she's a transgender. And somehow, Joe Biden, out of all the people in America, had to find Rachel Levine to be the Assistant Secretary of Health. Who would have asked him to pick her? Where would he have found her, him, or it? How is it possible you would find a transgender man who looks like a woman, or it's a woman who looks like a man, who happened to be the leading health expert, you know, official for the state of Pennsylvania, that forced the people into the with COVID into the nursing homes, killed all those people, and then took her or his, I don't know what Rachel Levine is. Well, I guess, well, you know what, it's a pretty simple answer. Rachel Levine is now a woman, that's why she's called Rachel, but must have used to have been a man's name. So it's a man, it looks like a man with a wig, trying to be a woman, but evidently it's now a woman. So Rachel Levine's mother, she got her mother out of the nursing homes while she was sticking everybody else's COVID-infested nursing homes with older people and killing them. Not to mention she shut down the entire state with ridiculous, burdensome, onerous lockdowns that put everybody out of business. And that person who's transgender, you needed to make U.S. Assistant Secretary of Health. Can you imagine? That's who's making decisions about our lives now. You know, years ago when Obamacare came around, I would say, you know, Obama sicked the IRS after me and tried to destroy my life and ruin my life for political reasons. It was a witch hunt. And it didn't succeed, by the way, on all levels I passed. The IRS was up my you-know-what, like a thermometer up your you-know-what. And I passed with flying colors. They couldn't find I owed them 1 cent. And yet, I said, here he wants Obamacare government to be in charge of your medical. So someday when Wayne Root is sick, or maybe dying of cancer or heart attack, I'll be lying on the table and government will just happen to hear about it and they'll be in charge and they'll say, withhold the drugs from Wayne Root that will save his life. Or turn down the expensive drug, give him the cheap one. Make sure you put lots of red tape in the way of Wayne Root getting the cancer surgery he needs. If you put government in charge, there's going to be government bureaucrats who are liberal Democrats who will let conservatives die. I said that. And now you've got Rachel Levine, a mentally confused, dysfunctional man turned woman wearing a wig, looking like an idiot, who's now in charge of healthcare in the United States of America. You don't think Rachel Levine's the type that would try and destroy my life? Oh, she already did destroy the lives of all the people who own businesses in Pennsylvania. Who's your typical business owner? Sad to say, but true, almost every small business owner is a white, straight male in Pennsylvania, in most states, but certainly in Pennsylvania, a white, straight male with a wife and kids, and what do people hate who aren't like that? Well, they're mad because you're straight, and you're God-fearing, and you go to church on Sundays, and you got a wife, you're normal, society appreciates you the same as the rest of society, and they're not. They were always a man trapped in a woman's body. They're dysfunctional. They wanted hormone therapy. They wanted to take their vagina turning into a penis, or their penis turning into a vagina. That's dysfunction, man. My opinion, that is dysfunction and mental illness. And these mentally ill people who are angry and jealous that you or me are normal, like everybody else, are going to get their revenge when they're with the IRS or they're with the health Assistant Secretary of Health. If she could find a way to shut all our businesses down in America and lock us all down, she would. If she could find a way to not allow Wayne Root to have a cancer surgery that he needs to live, she would. If she could find a way to not allow me to get a drug I need to save my life. Look at Steve Sisolak, the governor of Nevada. He very early in the COVID crisis literally stopped any Nevadan who was sick with COVID from getting hydroxychloroquine, which is proven by every other country in the world incredibly effective against COVID. How many people died in Nevada because a liberal, dysfunctional Democrat in Nevada, Steve Sisolak, literally banned a life-saving drug from the rest of us? These people are bad, and it turns out they can kill you. See you on Monday.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.